Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, a little after four. Joe Girardi still to come. Bill Simmons still to come. Picks still to come for week three. Give Simmons a chance after his 0-3 week against me last week. We'll give him a chance to come back this week. We'll do our injuries with O'Brien. And one of the big injuries, of course, is that, unfortunately, Bradford's still out. And the knee's still a problem. And that's where Peter Schrager is for Fox and NFL Network. He does the morning show on NFL Network. Then he does the Fox stuff on the weekend. I turned on my TV last week and came in the house, and I turned on the TV, and there he was with the pretty blonde. What's her name? Thompson? Clarissa Thompson, is that her name? Yeah, and you're dancing around on the screen, so I don't know what you were dancing about, but you were dancing about something. I didn't have the sound on. So you were dancing about something.
Yeah. It was good journalistically to be dancing on the screen, but dancing with Clarissa is not the worst thing.
That is, yeah, so that's what you were doing. So what are you doing this week?
I'm doing Minnesota versus Tampa Bay. I'm here in Minnesota. Just got done speaking with Coach Mike Zimmer.
Why isn't their quarterback not playing this week?
Well, he practiced yesterday. They said he had a good practice, and they say it's nothing structural. They're saying it's just the pain threshold. He can't stand on it. He can't throw on it today. So I don't know. They thought that he was going to go
2 weeks, and he can't stand on his knee. That's not a good sign. That's really not a good sign. There's got to be more to this than meets the eye, because 2 weeks in, for someone who's had knee problems for a long time, something's wrong if you're in pain 2 weeks later. That's all there is to it.
They're telling us nothing structural.
Yeah, they're lying. Now that it's 2 weeks, they're lying.
Done three times.
Yeah, if it's 2 weeks, they're lying. They're lying if he's hurting in 2 weeks. Because he should be playing this week. If he's fine, he should be playing this week. 1 week, I can understand it could be a bruise. 2 weeks is something wrong.
Yeah, and it was a bummer. Everyone wanted to see Bradford go up against Winston, and there's the two teams that are on the rise. But yeah, Keenum's going to be the guy. And
oh God,
you know what you're getting. So
you're getting a loss is what you're getting. Yeah.
Well, as Zimmer told us, he said, "Look, we've got 21 starters playing. The only one not playing is our quarterback. We'll make the most of it. He's not putting lipstick on a pig on this one. He knows it's unfortunate, but they're going to try to just defend their home turf and get another victory. That's all they can do.
Give the ball to Cook a lot. That's all. That's it, and see what happens. They got a chance, but Case Keenum's pretty bad. I mean, too bad, because Bradford played great the first night. He threw the ball wonderfully. So too bad for them that this could be a 1-2 start. We'll see if it is or it isn't. Let's see where should we start. I want to start with the fact no one's going to the games other than the Raider games in L.A. I mean, the Ram crowds were bad, the Niner crowds are bad, and the Charger crowds are just awful. Now, Kansas City's there tomorrow, this Sunday. Are they expecting another really small crowd for the Chargers?
Well, yeah. I mean, those Chiefs fans travel. I know you know that. They're like a legion, a national.
Well, then maybe they'll get some people there if the Chiefs will travel. Maybe that'll help.
I had a friend who was there. They said, you know, the Dolphins fans, they're not like, they don't travel.
No.
It was all Dolphins fans against the Chargers in L.A. last week. And then I did the game, Washington versus the Rams. Mike, 10 minutes before kickoff, I look up.
There's nobody in the upper deck.
It was empty.
Yeah.
It was empty. And then I did the first Niners game. It was 100 degrees. It was crowded in the beginning, and then everyone just filed out once it was out of control. But last night was interesting. I think they got a bad rap last night because I know people who were there. Look, it's 5 o'clock local when that game starts.
I didn't realize there's a problem with that stadium. The sun is, I guess, a killer in that stadium for the fans.
They're consulting with a new architectural group, I was told, to see how they could hit it. On one side of the field, on the visiting side, it's 100 degrees if the sun is out, and it's beating on you. So,
you know, that can happen. You know, that happens at baseball games in the summertime. I mean, I take my kids to the games, and if we go to a day game where our seats are, they won't sit there because it's so hot at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it can happen in the summer, but you don't expect it during the football season.
No, but it was, you know, it's early September when these games are. And last night, there's crazy traffic in that Northern California anyway, but you got a 5 o'clock start to a game. So the photos that were taken pregame, it was an empty stadium, and those are the ones that went online. Everyone threw it. They said they had 60,000 fans. By the end of that game, it was packed in there, and I know people who were there, so I'm not defending.
Okay, well, they said, because yesterday they said early in the day there were going to be 30,000 empty seats.
Yeah, well, there wasn't. At the end of the game,
well, good for them, because actually it was a good game last night, so it actually was a good game, yeah.
You know, two young teams. That's the thing with this. Everyone craps all over this Thursday night football, but, you know, it's like pizza. There's never bad football. I'm watching it, so we're all watching it, and last night you saw two young teams, two young coaches. It was kind of exciting.
Last night was actually a very entertaining game. It really was. It wasn't. They didn't bore you to death. They actually played a fun game and went back and forth. It was a really fun game with two very young coaches. I mean, they both look like they're in high school. I mean, so, you know, you have that going on for them. And, hey, the Rams are clearly improved, and they're enthusiastic about their new coach. So that's part of it, number one. And for the Niners, they're just going to, you know, be bad enough. They got a good defense. They're going to be bad enough to just wait to try to draft one of these quarterbacks where the teams are going to be lining up for that. So we know that's the case. So
that was the perfect outcome for both teams. The Rams think they can win the NFC West. I was with them last week. They believe they have an edge over Seattle and they can do it. The Niners, they're looking to be competitive, but they're also not kicking and screaming if they end up with the number one pick this year.
No, they would love that. You know, they're going to have to battle the Jets, the Browns, and maybe the Colts, and that's the question that you're going to ask is, you're in week 7, week 8, or week 6. If the Colts are 0-5, why would Luck even think of coming back to that team this year?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, especially if they start out 1-5 or 2-6 or something like that.
Why come out and take more lumps? I mean, I would think there's a chance he takes the year off.
Yeah, there's a chance they shut it down, and we'll know soon enough. I think, you know, they didn't put him on the PUP list, which means that they were hoping that he would play the first 6 weeks. But if he doesn't play in those first 6 weeks, what's the point otherwise? And then by then you think they get a new head coach, and it's a whole rebuilding. So we'll see what happens with the Colts.
I think, or maybe trade that pick. I think that's with the Niners. Niners are an attractive possibility for something like that, because they could give them – it could be a very – interesting marriage there, because they have the salary cap room, they have the young coach. He went to school there. I could see that as a possibility, but that's too far down the line. Let's talk about what's going on in the league right now. As far as what's going on with the Giants, do you hear anything about whether he said he's not going to tell anybody, but I would expect he won't call the plays this week. But I haven't heard anything about that. Have you heard anything interesting about the Giants this week?
What I've heard is that there's been back and forth on, you know, did McAdoo call out Eli? Was that proper? Eli, though, I'm told, you know,
he did call him out, but Eli won't care.
He's not affected by that.
No.
You think he gets upset by that?
No.
So everyone's writing off the Giants. This is the perfect kind of game the Giants come in and win. I mean, I just have seen it.
They're
going
to have
again
to block a lot. Most people have picked. I cannot believe how many people have picked them to get killed this week.
Everyone.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to get. And I don't think they're going to get killed. But I am very worried that they have got to do something radical with that offensive line, or it's not going to get better.
Well, Philly's really good up front, too. Fletcher
yes.
Cox is a beast.
And no, they're going to have problems. Yeah, no question. This is a big
They're going to have problems. Yeah. And Flowers had a weird comment. He said, you know, I played great except for three
yeah,
plays.
Sure.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
three plays almost got the star quarterback killed.
You know, I don't know what he can say that's positive. I just want him to play better. I don't care what he says to the media. Just play better or sit down, one or the other. And, I mean, they got issues. They clearly have issues there. And I think he might, the way he hinted this week, I'm thinking he might give up the play calling, but I don't think that's that big a deal. But I think he might do it just by the way he hinted that he might do it this week.
Yeah, and Sullivan, I mean, Sullivan's a good offensive coordinator, but now the, you know, 8 straight games without scoring 20 points, people start questioning, okay, well, who else is to blame? He might be under, you know, some pressure too. The interesting thing with the Giants is coming into the season, everyone said there was two problems, the running game and the offensive line. And sure enough, here we are 2 weeks in, it's the running game and the offensive line. It's like they didn't address the two things that everyone knew was going to be an issue all season long.
I think a lot of people, and I think a couple of people on your show, because I happened to see it one time this morning. I was flipping through the channels. I saw it one morning this week, and one of your guys was really calling the Broncos the best team in the league, which I don't agree with at all. And I think that they did have a good win against the Cowboys. They could get beat this week. I just don't know if Buffalo is the team that could beat anyone. I just, if they were playing in a lot of places, I would pick against them this week. I just don't have any faith in Buffalo playing well.
Buffalo, sneaky good defense and good at home. I just, the thing with the Broncos, and I said it to my coach, it was Kyle Brandt. He says, you know, you beat Denver, you beat whoever they beat in week one, they beat San Diego or Los Angeles, and you beat Dallas and Los Angeles, and I said, you got to see him on the road first. Let's see Simeon in a big spot on the road. It's one thing to win up in Denver with a national audience and rain delays and lightning delays and everything and momentum, but they're going into Buffalo. It's a good test. They're not going to lose. I think Denver's defense travels well.
I also just don't think, I just don't trust Buffalo. I really don't.
No, I don't think so either. But first-year coach, and then here's the deal with Simeon, though, and I talked to a lot of people in Denver. They say, it's not like he was given this job. You know, they have a first-round pick, and he has now beaten them out twice with two different coaching staffs. So he beat them out with the Kubiak coaching staff, and then this year he beats them out with an entirely different offensive coordinator, an entirely different defensive coordinator. Both times, a seventh-round pick outdoes the first-round pick, and he leads the league in touchdown passes right now. You can't take him away from what he's done on the field. That said, though, I don't know if Trevor Siemian's beating Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger in a big game anytime soon.
Is there how about Seattle? What's going on with them and their offense right now?
Offensive line. I mean, it's offensive line woes. The same kind of deal with the Giants. Everyone said at the draft, you have to take an offensive lineman. They drafted two offensive linemen with eight picks. They didn't sign anybody, and they lost their left tackle in the offseason. There's some serious concerns. And, Mike, we've seen it with New York, where the defense plays so well. He's got a bunch of verbal, outspoken guys, and suddenly there's tension in the locker room. That could happen pretty quickly with Seattle. I know those personalities. You add Sheldon Richardson. You add some of those other guys. Look, Pete's going to get those guys all riled up, but those guys are veterans now also. They're in their 30s. You know, that college atmosphere, I'm not going to say it wears thin, but for as much as this team has gone through, for the offense to still be lacking and for Marshawn Lynch to be dominating down in Oakland, this stuff kind of wears on teams. So I'd be curious to see the dynamic between the offense and the defense this year in Seattle if it continues to go this way.
Clearly big week for the Giants. We all know that. Big week for the Cowboys coming off that game. If they have another stinker this week, that could really hurt that team because that team rode a wave all year last year, and the quarterback is not a proven commodity. That team could have a rough time if they hit the skids again this week. And I don't know, I'm not saying they will, but if they do, that would be a really bad sign for them because they did not have any regular season adversity last year at all.
No, and they caught fire, and they went 13-3. And I thought in the playoff game, Dak actually went pretty well with Aaron Rodgers, went blow for blow, and it didn't have to go that way. Look, this is the thing. Already you're starting to hear whispers, right? Well, is Dak Prescott a game manager, or is he a top quarterback? Then you hear stuff, Ezekiel Elliott. I know it seems small, and maybe we're making a bigger deal of it in the media, but not giving full effort on that play on the All-22, on the interception with Talib, it rubbed people the wrong way. So these are the things they didn't deal with at all last year. And already in week two, they're starting to things start bubbling up a little bit. Dez Bryant struggled last week against Aqib Talib. All of these things that were not issues last year. It was all kumbaya, and it was great, and it was this wonderful story of this great draft class. Well, they got their butts whipped last week, and national game, Monday Night Football, everybody watches. That's what happened with the Giants on Monday night. It was a huge spotlight, and now everyone's super concerned. I think this could be trouble for them. You know, that Arizona team, they are veterans. You've got Carson Palmer and Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald. They'll show up and play.
Yeah, the only problem is Carson Palmer stinks. I hate to say it, but he's just terrible. He's just terrible. I mean, all he does is throw interceptions. I like him. I like him personally. He's a good guy. I mean,
he's a good guy.
But he's just can't play anymore. He just throws interceptions all the time. All he does is throw interceptions.
They were in the NFC Championship game just 2 years ago. It's the same guy. It's just
He's been terrible now. He's just terrible. I don't trust him anymore. I've completely lost confidence in him.
I'll tell you this.
I really have. And I'll tell you who else I lost confidence. I never had confidence in this guy. I'm never been a Cam Newton fan, and I'll tell you, he looks terrible. And that offense looks awful. And I haven't seen anything explosive or interesting out of anything they've done this year, not out of McCaffrey. Now they don't have Olsen. They've won two games because they played two lousy teams. They easily could have lost. I mean, they had first and goal on the one last week, and they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. I mean, they're lucky they're 2-0. And again, they're lucky this week because I don't know if the Saints couldn't beat anybody. So I don't know. The Saints could make any offense look good. So really, I think Carolina's 2-0, but they are very fortunate, and I don't like anything I've seen from them offensively.
Well, they also have what I think is the best defense in football, and that'll win you games. I mean, they won 9-3 last week, and then I think 20-3.
But the they played two terrible teams.
Of course, they played the Niners and the Bills. I get it, but that's you can only drive the car you're given.
I understand, but let's see them play a real offense. I mean, now let's see how they do against the Saints this week. Although the Saints, you can't give up 8 yards a play. I mean, you can't. Yeah. They're giving up like 8 yards a play. You can't do that.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff. They traded their first round pick from a year ago earlier this week. I mean, the Saints, it's a broken record, and it's not. You know, at some point, it's got to be not the players and not the.
Well, Sean's going to wind up somewhere else though after this year.
I was going to say it's every year it's the same story.
I think it's about time that he goes somewhere else. I think it's a change of scene, and Breeze is coming to the end, but Sean will go somewhere else. I think maybe after this year.
I do think the Panthers have a better effort, and I'll give you it. Their offense has not looked great, but you can see it if you watch these games with them. You see that they're using McCaffrey a million different ways. He was
right, but I haven't seen anything out of McCaffrey.
Nothing yet.
I mean, I've seen impressive play out of the kid in Kansas City. I've seen impressive play out of Cook. I mean, I haven't seen anything great out of McCaffrey yet.
No, and I almost fear that Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator, is trying a little too hard to get him the ball, and they're sacrificing other things. Either way. I know that offense. They've got all sorts of packages for him. I think you might see him coming out as the weeks go on, and they're 2-0. So Cam's shoulder is getting better. It's all this stuff. I mean, as bad as they've looked offensively, they've got two more wins than just about every team that is 0-2 in this league.
You had a good upset last week. You didn't come in and do a Bill Simmons last week. You did well.
But I was going to do a congratulatory lap and pat myself on the back.
No. You got to get right back into it. We don't care what you did last week. Last week is over. It's what have you
Simmons
done lately?
0-3. This is like, all right.
Well, it
LA
can happen.
It can happen.
The worst thing is that I went 3-0. That's the problem. So that makes it worse.
Mike, yes. You're the king. That's why.
Well, I mean, but now you get a chance because you had a good week last week. Give me another upset. I don't care about last week's upset. Give me this week's upset. Who is it?
Okay, I'm going to give you this week's.
You
Sunday
like the
night.
Bills? Didn't you already pick the Bills to win on TV?
No.
Didn't I see you in the morning pick the Bills against Denver?
No,
didn't you say?
I would never pick the Bills against
I thought you counted your partner on the morning there and said that you were going to thought the Bills would beat them.
I said they might get a game. I didn't say they're going to win.
Okay, so you don't want that one. Which one do you want?
I like Washington Sunday night. All right, home underdogs against the Raiders.
You know, you have a soft spot for either somebody on that team or Cousins. Which is it?
Neither. I don't
even
care.
Yeah, you do.
For that
There's
team.
Something about Washington you like. What is it? There's something.
What do you think?
You like Cousins, don't you?
Yeah, me and Daniel Snyder are vacationing.
Not Snyder. I don't know if it's Snyder. You know, it's funny when the times I have been around Snyder, he was charming. But it's like nobody can stand the guy. But I mean, the couple times I've interviewed him, he's been delightful.
He's been delightful to me, too. Now, he does walk around with an entourage of 30
people. Oh, he does, and he cuts lines everywhere and everything else, I mean, but which we know. So, like I said, that's his reputation. Washington, which is a real upset. Washington against the Raiders, picking Washington on Sunday night. Okay.
I just want to see why. This Raiders team, I think we're crowning them as Super Bowl champs already. Let's see how they travel and play on the East Coast.
Raiders, Kansas City, Denver. I've asked everybody who's been on this week this question. Right now, of the three, who's the best team?
Kansas City.
Everybody said the same thing, so you're right.
You can't go into New England and win 40. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Plus, they have Andy, who's a good coach too, so that helps.
Great coach.
That helps.
Now, are they going to win in a big game in January?
Andy needs to win. Listen, I've always I hope that Andy's an old friend. I hope he wins a Super Bowl. I really do, because then everyone will treat him like the great coach he really is. But he needs to win a Super Bowl. I understand that, and maybe this year it'll happen. Who knows? Maybe get lucky. All right. So Washington is, and you have which game are you doing? Oh, Minnesota. That's not a bad game.
No, it would have been.
You know,
better
Tampa's good, and I like Winston. He makes a couple too many mistakes. He locks into Evans a little too much, but you know what? He's a gamer. What I like about him is he's the leader of that team, lock, stock, and barrel, and that's the first thing a quarterback has to accomplish is to become the undisputed leader of his team, and he is without question the leader of that team in every way.
He's like the Pied Piper too.
It works. It works.
And it was like the first year he was there, Logan Mankins was on the team, and Logan Mankins spent 10 years with Brady. And I asked Logan Mankins, "What do you think of the kid?" He's like, "Yeah, he's our leader." And we hear that from a guy who's been playing for 10 years, and now Jameis actually is in his third season. He's the guy. They do have an issue though. They've got a flu bug going around. I don't know if it's been reported. But their starting defensive tackle, Chris Baker's got it. Jack Cruz Smith is their pass rusher. Like, they've got the flu bug going around in Tampa. They're coming up to Minnesota. I want to monitor that one. So that could
Could be something. All right, that's it. All right. We'll hear about that on Sunday. All right, thanks very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.